Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Monday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. How was church yesterday? Well, you should have been bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as they say, with an extra hour of sleep on Saturday night. We fell back 1 hour on Saturday evening, early Sunday morning, and my, we had a wonderful Lord's Day here to kick off the month of November. And God met with us, a great crowd, both morning and evening, and decisions made for the Lord, and it was a wonderful, wonderful start to this month of Thanksgiving, which is the month of November. 2 weeks from yesterday, coming up on November 16th, is our annual Turkey Dinner Sunday. This is our full Thanksgiving meal that we serve to the community, and it's right after our morning service. You come to the gospel service at 10:30 that morning, and then as soon as that service is concluded, we go out and we partake of the meal, turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, vegetables, rolls, pumpkin pie, you name it, it's there, we've got it, and you're going to enjoy it. So it'll be a great, great time together on Sunday, November the 16th. So I hope you can come. RSVP, if you would, just call us, let us know that you intend on coming and how many will be in your party. That'll help us prepare, make sure there's plenty of food for everyone. We'll also have a drawing. We'll give away 10 turkeys with some trimmings so you can maybe have your own Thanksgiving, and we'll provide that for you. So don't miss it. November 16, 10:30 for our morning service. Now, if your Bible's nearby, James chapter 4. James chapter 4. I'm going to begin reading with verse 13, where the Bible says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." And I want to talk to you today about five facts of life. If you live to be 70, you'll have 10 billion nerve cells of your brain that could help you to recall 16 trillion things. No, I didn't say you could remember them all. That's the issue. We can recall them if we could just remember them. But that's the capability that we have. Emerson walked by a casket that was open, gazed into the face of a friend, and said this: "He was a lovely soul, but I forgot his name." We all live under bondage. You know what the bondage is? A limited memory. We live in a fast-paced world. Someone wrote these words about the world we live in: This is the age of the half-read page, the quick hash and the mad dash, the bright light and the nerves tight, the plain hop and the brief stop, the lamp tan and in a short span, the big shot in a good spot, the brain strain and the heart pain, the cat naps until the spring snaps and the fun is done. Very few have been able to master the art of memory. Sir Walter Scott repeated a poem of 80 verses that he heard one time 3 years earlier. Now, most of us don't have that capability. Most of us don't have that total recall. But could I give you five facts to remember today? And I think you'll be able to remember them. Because the first fact is this: life is short. James tells us our life is but a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. I mean, it's just some steam let off into the air. The oldest man in the Bible was a man named Methuselah, who lived to be 969 years old. But to God, that was just not even one day. Because the Bible says a day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So if you assume for a moment that life is made up of waking hours, then you'd have 6 a.m. to from 6 a.m. maybe to 10 p.m., the time you're awake. At 8 a.m., you're 10 years old. 10 a.m., you're 20 years old. At noon, you're 30. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're 40. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're 50. At 6 p.m., you're 60. At 7 to 8 p.m., you're 70. And by 10 p.m., you're 80. And that's just about how quickly life goes. It's here for a very short time, and then it's gone. Life is short. I remember my father-in-law, well in his 70s, saying it seems like it was just yesterday. He was an eighth grader digging ditches in the summertime. And he told me where he was doing that. What happened? Weren't you just in high school? Weren't you just in college? Wasn't it just a little bit ago your parents were tossing you the car keys? Only one life. So soon it will pass. And only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, my friend, life's too short to hold grudges. Life's too short to be critical. Life's too short to have a bad attitude. Life's too short to let trivial things upset you. The first fact I'll share with you today is that life is short. The second thing I'd like to share with you is this: death is certain. It is appointed unto man once to die, Hebrews 9:27, and after that, the judgment. Michelangelo, at age 89, said, "No project arises in my brain, but that it has the figure of death upon it." You see, as sure as we live, we die. On one person's tombstone was this: "As you are, I once was. As I am, someday you will be." It's appointed unto man once to die. "For as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Young, old, rich, poor, beautiful, ugly, educated, uneducated, doesn't matter. Death will come. And it's no respecter of persons. It can come to a 6-year-old. It can come to a 16-year-old. It can come to a 26-year-old. Raphael, when he had a half-finished painting when he died, and he had it placed in his funeral procession. Why? To remind everyone the uncertainty of life. Life is short, my friend. Death is certain. So let's make sure we fill our lives with things that are not trivial, but the things that are important. Let me give you statement number three. Fact number three: there's a judgment to face. I quoted that verse from Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto man once to die. The rest of that says, but after that, the judgment. And there's two judgments in the Bible. There's a great white throne judgment for those who do not know Christ, have not received Christ, and there's a judgment seat of Christ for those who have received Christ as their Savior. And if you'll live under the shadow of judgment, you are able to live a meaningful life. Now, we're not going to be judged for our sin. Jesus took that when he died on the cross. But we are judged for what we've done in our body, whether it be good or bad. We're going to be judged for rewards, Christian. The lost, what are they going to be judged for? I believe they'll be judged for degrees of punishment in hell, because God is no respecter of persons. And they'll be judged by the word of God. But sure as I'm here, listen, the Bible says every one of us are given account of himself to God. So all of us are going to stand before the Lord one day. There's a judgment to face. This life is not all there is, my friend. Well, you disagree. That's fine. But if you don't mind if I take God's side on this, do you? I think I'd rather believe God than you. No offense, but I'd rather believe God than you. So here's the three facts. Life is short. Death is certain. There's a judgment to face. And number four, there is a hell to shun. Just because some preachers have taken hell out of the pulpit doesn't mean God has taken it out of the Bible. This is not hell. I know people say, oh, this is hell on earth. No, you have no idea. Hell is a literal place of fire and torment and weeping and gnashing of teeth day and night forever and ever and ever and ever. Revelation 20, it's referred to as the second death. My friend, that's why if you're only born once, you're going to die twice. You're going to die physically, and you're going to die spiritually, and you're going to end up in hell paying for your sin that you refused to admit and receive that Jesus paid for you. Oh, man, those people who, you listen to me, you detest church, you detest the pastor, you detest spiritual things. There's coming a day when you'll go to a place where you'll never be bothered by any of those things. And that place is called hell. No Christ, no preaching, no Bible, no songs of God, no choir, no Sunday school teacher, no amen, no hallelujahs. Just eternal suffering and pain and torment and screaming and agony. There's a hell to shun. And let me give you number five. There's a heaven to gain. There's a heaven to gain. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. It's a place where we fellowship with God for all eternity. And we're protected from all harm. Nothing enters into it that can be defiling or evil. And the only way to get there is Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus, when he told his disciples, I'm going away. And Philip said, well, how can we know the way? And it might have been Thomas who asked that question. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The only way to heaven is through faith in Jesus Christ. The only way is through him. I read recently and heard again on the radio just recently that missionaries coming home from the field after a lifetime of service, and they were on a boat, a big steamer. They didn't know who all was on that boat, but the President of the United States was returning from a hunting expedition, Teddy Roosevelt. As they neared the harbor where they docked, great crowds were there. And then they heard the band begin to play and music. And they saw the president and his men get off the boat to great applause and great welcome. And then the crowd dispersed and the missionaries got off without anyone to greet them, without anyone to be with them. And the man began to complain to his wife and said, we serve our life on the mission field and we come home and there's no one here to meet us, no one here to greet us. And as the story goes, his wife looked up at him and said, but darling, we aren't home yet. We aren't home yet. Oh, isn't that the truth? Oh, my friend, once you get to heaven, then you'll be greeted. And I hope you'll be greeted with, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Five facts of life. Life is short. Death is certain. Judgment is coming. There's a hell to shun, and there's a heaven to gain. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free, a haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Oh, I hope you'll take those five facts of life today. And my friend, if you've never received Christ as your Savior, receive him as your Savior today. Oh, my friend, take these five facts. They're not debatable. They're not possibilities. They are absolute facts. And I hope you'll take them to heart today. Well, I hope you have a good Monday, and Lord willing, we'll look forward to being back with you again for our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.